So we're here today with Dr. Theron Schutte at the Bettendorf School Administration Center. And we just came to talk today. School's getting started here soon, and we wanted to learn more about Dr. Schutte and the Bettendorf School District. So thank you for being a guest today.
You're welcome.
And our first question would be, where did you start, and what led you to the Bettendorf School System and the superintendent role?
Well, I've been in Iowa my entire life, and fortunately have lived in just a few locations, haven't had to bounce around a whole lot. But I grew up in Marshalltown, Iowa, during a great period of time for both that community and school district. Went to school at Central College initially thinking I might want to pursue law, but within a year had gone back to, I think, where my heart really was wanting to be a teacher and a coach. So graduated from Central in Pella in 85 and was fortunate to land my first teaching coaching position and only teaching coaching positions in the Clinton Community School District. Yeah. And I was in Clinton for 10 years, seven of which as a teacher and three of which I was assistant principal there. During that time, had been highly encouraged by my lead principal to consider pursuing administration, which really wasn't on my radar at all. And once I went into administration, I found that, you know, in the classroom, I could have certainly an impact on, you know, the 120 or 30 kids that I had the honor of teaching each year. But in administration, even though I didn't have that direct contact with kids, but with teachers, I could have a greater impact on, you know, the larger group of 700 and some students. From there, I went back to Central Iowa and was a middle school principal and then a superintendent for 14 years in Boone, which is near mm-hmm. Ames. That's kind of a hotbed for outdoor activities and scouting yeah. and that sort of thing. And we thoroughly enjoyed our time in Boone. We loved Clinton, but quite honestly, my parents' health, they were still in Marshalltown, was not good, so we wanted to get back closer to be able to help out there. But both of my children, for the most part, were raised in Boone, Iowa, and educated there. While there, I pursued an advanced degree. I had received two advanced degrees through Western Illinois while I was in Clinton in school administration, and then went on to finish my PhD at Iowa State University. And again, you know, didn't really have visions of becoming superintendent anytime soon, but sometimes circumstances arise, right. And I had the opportunity to jump into that while in Boone. And after both daughters graduated from high school, I, you know, thought, you know, maybe if there is a time that I would want to go to a larger district, this would be the time, because I was at a certain point in my career. I fully believe you need to be somewhere 5 to 10 years to make a positive difference, you know, as far as administration is concerned. And so the Bettendorf opportunity presented itself, and I was very fortunate to have an opportunity to come to this wonderful school district and community. And I've just finished my fifth year here.
Wow. So 5 years in Bettendorf. What are some of the things that you've seen as successes in the Bettendorf school system in the last 5 years?
Well, you know, the Bettendorf school district has had a reputation of being an outstanding district for a long, yeah. long time. So, you know, I look at it as, how do you help a district or help provide leadership in a district that's already somewhere between good to great become better? And that's sometimes a challenge. I think we've made a lot of significant inroads throughout the district. First and foremost, we have just an outstanding student and parent base here, right. that is extremely supportive of the school district and have high expectations to begin with. You know, I think a vast majority of our students expect to excel both in school and extracurricular activities, and, you know, their parents have high aspirations for them to want to go on to post-secondary education, so that helps out a lot. And then we have an outstanding teacher force, as well as support staff and administration here, and that makes a world of difference as well. Most recently, just within the past 2 years, we've had the first school within our district, Herbert Hoover, get designated as a National Blue Ribbon School for sustained levels of high academic achievement. in Bendorf High School, which of course is the culmination of the whole school experience,
right.
pre-K through 12, has each of the last 2 years been recognized by national publications as one of the top high schools within the state of Iowa, as well as within the country. So we're certainly probably foremost impressed with those designations that have been received by various schools, and quite honestly, those efforts are a reflection of our entire district and every school within it, particularly at the high school. But with Hoover receiving our first National Blue Ribbon designation, all of our schools are operating in similar fashion. We all have the same curriculum. We all have the same expectations as far as teaching, effective teaching and learning strategies. And so no matter what school you're at, there's high quality education and learning taking place. There just may be some more students with more challenges, in various buildings. So we've made great inroads in our facilities over the years. We had our first full year of use of our new Performing Arts Center at the high school, which is just a phenomenal community asset, in addition to a large number of other additions and renovations that we made to the high school at that time. A couple years ago, we opened a new wing at Hoover Elementary School with a classroom addition and commons addition there. Over the last 2 years, we've embarked on some renovations and some major additions at Bendorf Middle School, so we're looking forward to those new areas of the building that will further enhance the school experience for students and staff at the beginning of this school year. And we've got a significant stadium renovation project right now that's underway and slated to be done in time for our first home football game, so a lot of excitement around that. We also are embarking next week on developing a new elementary facility strategic plan. So as we look forward to the next 20, 25, 30 years, trying to figure out what the best way is to spend the limited dollars that we have available on making improvements across our other elementary schools that that have needs as well. Extracurricularly, we've had another fantastic year. We've had outstanding fight arts performances throughout the year. Athletically, we've won a couple state championships, went back-to-back in volleyball, wrestling, won both the individual and dual title. We had a runner-up finish in bowling, and then some state champions as well. And we had a number of teams that excelled, you know, high into the state level competition. And so it's just been a great year all around academically, extracurricularly, and we're really excited for what the coming year has to bring.
Yeah.
So Dr. Schutte, what I hear is Bettendorf is a juggernaut. That's what I hear.
Well, I don't know that we're a juggernaut. But, you know, it has been extremely exciting. You know, I think historically we've always received, you know, a lot of media attention for the athletic success that we've had throughout the years. But, you know, quite honestly, that same level of excellence that's aspired to is aspired to in everything that we do here within the district. Some of the things, unfortunately, just don't get the same level of attention, which is more of a societal thing. But, you know, our fine arts programs are outstanding. We've been pleasantly surprised at the amount of community desire and use of our Performing Arts Center that we built, which was in large part why we built that state-of-the-art facility the way that we did. We wanted it to be accessible and a tremendous asset for this community, and of course academically is our number one thing. And so you know, we've got a lot of room yet for an improvement throughout the district, as all districts do in that arena, but we're excited with the direction that we're headed there.
Sure.
I'm originally from Clinton, and in growing up, which I think we've talked that I think I missed you by a couple of years, maybe. But my mom knew you, and she talks very highly of you and wanted to say hello. But also, growing up in Clinton, not having the best sports teams, Bettendorf was always, you know, or it'd be like, oh, they're playing Bettendorf tonight. Oh, okay. Like, you know, like, tell me what the score is at the end. Like, I don't know.
Well, interestingly enough, during the 10 years I was there, and I was involved at the low, well, both at the freshman through the varsity levels in coaching football, two of those years we did in Clinton beat Bettendorf. And then my first year here, Clinton had an outstanding team,
yeah,
of which David, yes, Johnson was part of, yeah, that plays at UNI. And the very first Bettendorf-Clinton game I was at, which was here in Clinton, brought, it seemed like, the whole town here. They beat us. And so, you know, there were a lot of people from Clinton that I hadn't seen for about 14 years that made a specific point of finding me. And, you know, but, you know, it was a great thing, obviously, for Clinton. And Bettendorf has the highest respect for Clinton. And I know a lot of people had said to me, you know, if anyone was going to beat us or take us down, we're happy it's a school district and community like Clinton that, you know.
Well, Dr. Shudy, I've got a friend that is now the Clinton High School principal.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught with my wife for a couple of years here at Neil Armstrong in the North Scott District. And he's a relatively young guy. And I asked him, I said, now he was assistant principal, I think, for the past 2 years there at Clinton. I asked him, I said, you know, I know there's a huge difference between classroom and being an administrator, but do you miss being in the classroom? And I'd be interested to hear what you have to say, because you started your career, first 7 years you were in the classroom, is that correct?
Right, correct.
So do you ever miss being in there with the kids and you know, the lesson plans and, you know, that one moment where you know you've got them, where, you know what I mean, it's clicking, things are happening, you're actually working in the classroom?
Yeah, I think particularly when I first transitioned over to the dark side of administration, you know, there were obviously a lot of things both within my classroom and within the coaching arena, because at that time, you know, I was coaching three or four sports all of those years and thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a big part of my own background as a student athlete through college. There were a lot of unfinished things, but again, I think you have to take opportunities when they're presented. And then the other thing is that, you know, in my mind, as I thought through that whole thing, I really truly did feel that that I could work with teachers or work with my colleagues and staff in such a way to help hopefully more students than I otherwise was able to within the classroom. As you transition from, you know, assistant principal to principal, and then go the next step, for those that do, you know, you get further and further away, obviously, from that student contact piece, and you have to really make a concerted effort to stay connected both with teachers in the classroom and students in the classroom. But I've never regretted the decision, and I think in part, you know, part of it too was, you know, trying to find a balance between home and work. And I had a child at the time I made that transition, and shortly after had two young children, and I recognized, particularly with the coaching part, that, you know, I was never home and never seeing them. And even though administration is very taxing as far as time, you know, at least I could go home for dinner and then run back to the school for a meeting or whatever, whereas with coaching, you know, you were either gone late into the night, or, you know, if you didn't have a game, you know, when you did get home, it was almost time for the kids to go to bed. So, you know, I think because of the timing for which I made that change, I think it allowed me to be a better parent and father and not fully consumed with work, and quite honestly. But yeah, without question, I miss teaching. And, you know, I have from time to time delved into a little bit of it through helping out local community colleges and stuff by covering classes and that sort of thing. So I've, in a small way, been able to keep my grounded, I guess, so to speak, and get back into it and be reminded of how much work it is, because it is a tremendous amount of work to do it well.
So.
Well, Ian had mentioned Bettendorf being a juggernaut. And I think that I think that reflects in the scout packs and the scout troops that we have in Bettendorf. We have four Cub Scout packs that are based out of Bettendorf schools. Pack 54 is out of Paul Norton. Pack 81 out of Mark Twain. 84 out of Herbert Hoover and 89 out of Grant Wood. Armstrong and Jefferson don't currently have packs, but we always work on trying to get packs there. And those boys do have an opportunity to join the other packs, but we don't have setting packs there right now. But then we have three Boy Scout troops, and now they're made up of boys from Bettendorf and PV. But Troop 89, Troop 24, and Troop 82, and all those units are awesome units, large units, and they are doing great things in not only the community, but also in the lives of these boys. And I think it's a testament to the school district and the schools here, making sure that kids are involved and you know, things that are important. Because out of the 70, or the, Catan had 35 Eagle Scouts last year, and I would guarantee you that 15 to 20 of them were from either Bettendorf or PV, you know, from those units. And that's pretty awesome. And, that's something, you know, that's something that we hold high in scouting is the rank of Eagle Scout. And we're not every scout hits that. Every scout is working towards it. And I think it's pretty awesome that we can pull, you know, a whole bunch of Eagle Scouts in a year out of a school district. And
well, it shows you how well-rounded and the kind of support that Bettendorf has. You know, Dr. Shee was talking about the fine arts program and, you know, all kinds of different things that these kids are involved in. And then scouting on top of all that for some of them for, you know, a smaller percentage. But, you know, it shows how well-rounded these students are and what kind of parent support they have in that district. And it's just fantastic. And like you said, we, you know, how do you take a district going good to great? I mean, that's a challenge. And, that's a tough question. But I think you guys have done it. I don't know. If you go across the board, I don't know how you couldn't be get that great rating. I mean, I really see that there's support all the way through the ranks, and that's fantastic because that doesn't happen everywhere.
Well, and as you said, you know, it's an old cliche, it takes a village to raise a child, and I think, you know, the beauty of Bettendorf is, you know, our entire school district is in an 8-square-mile approximate locale, which it's a large community in terms of number of citizens, but it feels small, and so I think there still is kind of that small Iowa town, everybody comes together to help everybody out, that you don't find in a lot of other communities. And that resonates, as you've said, across the board with everything, whether it's directly a school-related activity or a partnered activity such as the Scouts here. We have, as of the last 3 or 4 years since I've been here, been blessed to have had a number of the Eagle Scout projects directly and positively impact the school district. And so we've made a point of inviting those scouts to come present to our board, yeah, you know, their projects and congratulating and recognizing them for their efforts as well. And so we are very open to future Eagle Scout projects, partnering with the school district and hopefully other ways as well. So we've been very proud of those efforts. As you said, it's a extremely high designation that's recognized internationally, I believe. You know, so we're proud of all the students that we've had that have accomplished that, as they are proud to be Eagle Scouts, and we're hoping that there will be a lot more down the road.
Well, Dr. Shute, we have three questions that we ask every one of our guests. Our first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
Well, embarrassingly, I don't watch a whole lot of TV by choice and or time, but when I do, I'm a big fan of historical nonfiction, so I'm a fan of the History Channel, so about anything that especially relevant to early American history, I enjoy watching. And I like watching the American Pickers when I can, just because I just love the nostalgia, you know, of those items. And a lot of the stuff that they show there, I can remember in some way, shape, or form through my grandparents' homes and that sort of thing. So I would say, you know, that, and of course I'm a sports enthusiast, so I watch a lot of sporting events and ESPN type stuff.
Ken Burns?
Yes, yep.
So have you seen his baseball?
Yeah, I've seen parts of it, not in its entirety. In fact, when he first started doing the documentaries, I would use pieces of that for my history classes.
Yeah. My favorite Ken Burns is Prohibition, which is a newer one. But that was one where I started, it's like 6 hours. Yeah. And I started watching it and then just could not stop. And it'd be like, I really got to get to bed, but I could watch another hour and a half of this.
Yeah, I loved his Civil War series, which is, you know, pretty extensive as well. But yeah, he does fantastic stuff. And definitely anytime I get a chance, I'll watch his documentaries.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, so our second question is, if you could have any job, your dream job, what would it be?
Boy, that's a tough one, because I have just thoroughly enjoyed being in education my entire career. I kind of jokingly say from time to time being a Walmart greeter might be. anything that doesn't have a lot of stress tied to it, you know. But, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, in some way, shape, or form, being connected either with maybe a Division I university or maybe even a professional organization, and it wouldn't even really matter, you know, athletic organization, what it would be, and being able to help with maybe marketing, PR, those types of things. But I have never looked back or thought twice about, you know, my career path as it's related to education. Just thoroughly have enjoyed it.
Awesome. Now, in our last question, if you could meet anyone, alive, dead, fictional, and have dinner with them, who would you meet and what would you eat?
Yeah, this is a tough one too, because being a fan of history, I think probably John F. Kennedy, and he, you know, his unfortunate and untimely death occurred right around the time I was born. You know, I wasn't very old at that time, and so I think meeting him, you know, maybe a steak and lobster would be my choice. But, you know, just asking him about a lot of different things relative to the period of time for which he was in the office. It was a huge time, both domestically with civil rights movement, as well as internationally, of course, with the Cold War. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was an exciting time for the United States in terms of the space race, and there'd just be so many things. But you know, there's probably a handful of presidents that I would love to.
Talk about stress.
Yeah, no question. No question.
You think that Kennedy will definitely go down as history as one of the, you know, the greater presidents, or the most, one of the more interesting presidents. And really, he was only president for about 3 years. He was on his reelection campaign when he was assassinated.
Right.
And so, you know, within 3 years, you can affect, you know, the rest of history. And it's just kind of, it's kind of a crazy how much that we've looked at his life and with admiration and just sometimes just confusion, you know, what could have happened. And,
well, I think, you know, it just was an exciting time in the United States with everything that was going on. And, of course, he was the first, similar to President Obama, you know, in many ways, you know, to be in the office. And was very charismatic. And, of course, any time there was such a tragic situation, right, such as an assassination, I think that takes things to a whole different level of importance, even regardless of what happened prior to that, you know, in terms of how people judge his term in office. But it's always an intriguing question. There's obviously a lot of different people that it would be great to be able to sit down and have a discussion with. So,
well, awesome. Dr. Schutte, thank you very much for giving us some time today. And we're looking forward to a great school year. And I know we're starting up pretty soon. And hopefully in the school year, we'll be getting a lot more Eagle Scouts, a lot more Cub Scouts, And we've had a great influx of Tiger Scouts with the first grade so far, and continue to build a scouting program here in Bettendorf and in Scott County.
Great. Well, thank you for having me, and good luck to you and a great year as well.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.